two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 10th day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, we're up to 32 degrees.
Vehicle fire blocking a southbound lane of I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, more people moving into Utah than ever before, and Utah County is leading that growth.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
I mean, people used to drive from BYU to ZCMI and pass a lot of farmland on the way. It's completely different now. New homes, restaurants, businesses, and I-15 backups are the new normal. Tech companies especially fueled the population growth in Utah County, with move-ins now outnumbering new babies. The University of Utah says that Utah is now home to more than 3.2 million people. The state got 25,000 new people last year from other states or other countries, and Utah County added the most residents of any county last year. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A new Utah state tax reform bill could be voted on as early as this week. The committee approved a bill after a marathon public hearing yesterday. It's been gaining support in recent weeks, but Lyft driver Winnetta Townsend is worried about sales taxes increasing on gas and her rides.
If riders can no longer rely on getting affordable rides through our service, I fear many of them will look for alternatives and I will be strapped financially.
The bill would also restore the full sales tax on food, but would give most Utahns an income tax cut.
Meanwhile, a national nonprofit says Utah has the best economic outlook of any state. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, that report comes from the American Legislative Exchange Council and their yearly economic outlook rankings of every state. In fact, Utah has held the top spot every year going back to 2012. The rankings are based on 15 state policy variables, so things like gross domestic product and non-farm payroll employment. Some of the things they loved about the Beehive State were the flat rate income tax of 5% and a lack of an estate tax. Bringing up the rear of the list was New York, Vermont, and Illinois. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The cleanup continues in Weber Canyon after a deadly crash overnight. Highway Patrol Lieutenant Justin Cheney says the semi was completely engulfed in flames when first responders arrived.
The semi's blocking all lanes eastbound, and we've got everything westbound shut down too because we've got debris and water that's obviously frozen at this point, covering all the westbound lanes.
It appears the truck went off the right side of the road, hit a concrete barrier twice, then rolled on its side before sliding down the freeway. The name of the driver who was killed has not been released.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman. Another nice day on tap for the Wasatch Front with partly cloudy skies.
The temperatures the past couple of days really haven't been all that bad. We've been around 40, which is near the average high for this time of year. So again, we'll call it seasonal, and that's where we're going to top out again for the next several days. We're near 40 today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Now, there's a slight chance of showers for tomorrow.
Grant says there's a much better chance of showers for Friday and Saturday. Temperatures on Friday should mean those showers will be rain in the valleys and snow in the mountains. But Saturday, it looks like the snow drops into the valleys.
Articles of impeachment set to be outlined within the hour. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, two articles of impeachment set to be announced by House Democrats in about an hour against President Trump. They are for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, according to reports, Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler.
Facts are clear. The danger to our democracy is clear. And our duty is clear.
President Trump just now tweeting, it is political madness. Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney investigating the origin of the Russia probe disagree with the Justice Department's Inspector General. His report found numerous errors and omissions, but no political bias for the FBI to investigate the Trump campaign. President Trump has said,
this was an overthrow attempt at the presidency.
The death toll rises to 6 in the volcanic eruption on White Island off the coast of New Zealand. An Indiana couple on their honeymoon seriously burned there. 47 tourists were on the island when it blew.
31 are currently in hospital. A further 8 still missing.
Those 8 are feared dead. That would bring the death toll to 14. And air quality in Sydney, Australia, 11 times above hazardous as the metro continues to be surrounded by wildfires. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyon, KSL News Radio.
Houston's police chief is calling out 2 U.S. senators after an officer was shot and killed over the weekend. Art Acevedo is criticizing Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for not passing the Violence Against Women Act.
So I don't want to see their little smug faces about how much they care about law enforcement when I'm burying a sergeant because they don't want to piss off the NRA.
Current federal law prohibits felons and domestic abusers who live with their victims from buying guns. Under the so-called boyfriend loophole, abusers who are dating or don't live with their victims are exempted.
Boy, he was not mixing his words yesterday.
No.